Hello, everyone. This is the Dream It Alive show. I'm your host, Ash Kumra, co-founder of DreamItAlive.com. DreamItAlive.com is an online community that helps you build the best version of yourself. We offer visualization tools, dream boards, which is one of the best goal-setting tools out there, and helpful personal development content. So check it out. Become the best version of you at DreamItAlive.com. Today's guest is someone who is in the business of how to help people get the love that they want. Shelley Bullard is a licensed marriage and family therapist turned love coach. In her personal experience, she has transformed from feeling insecure and not good enough in relationships to feeling incredibly full, empowered, worthy, and adored when it comes to men and romantic love. She's passionate about guiding women on a similar path, helping those who feel disappointed and let down by love to find fullness within, making them totally irresistible to others and life completely irresistible to them. She feels so honored to work with women this way, watching them start to shine literally from the inside out.
Hello. Oh, hi. How are you? No, we had a different time. Could you send me an email on it? I'm actually in the middle of something. I was a different person, that's why I answered. But would you mind just send me a quick note and I can get back to you? Appreciate it. Bye.
Hey, Shelley, how are you doing?
Hi, Ash. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're doing some awesome stuff for the world.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, thanks. I assume you found me on MindBodyGreen. That's usually where people find me.
Yeah. We found you online, and you're doing some great stuff. So, Shelley, I'm just curious. Tell us about your journey, how you got to where you are with yourself.
Well, all right. Let's jump right in. How I got to where I am with myself, everything fell apart. Actually, that was the first step, was everything had to fall apart. And are you meaning just how I got to this path? Can you be a little more specific about what you're asking?
So on our radio show, we like to ask people, you know, what journey did they take to kind of become the person who they are? So it could be as specific as, you know, I went through this type of thing, or, you know, my life started like this. This is really for our audience to get to know you. You're on our show, and we're honored to have you, and we always like to hear about the journey to how you found your true calling.
Okay, cool. So, like I said, my life fell apart. That's kind of where this story begins a little bit. I mean, it begins much earlier than that, but it was late 2011, and I was in just a space where things were not working. My relationship was not working. I was really in love with this man, but then there was a lot of conflict, and I did not know how to not be in conflict. That was really painful. I had just finished my path, which was like a 7-year path of becoming a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I was so burnt out by the work that I was just exhausted. And I actually, at that time, actually realized like that I had to get sober. And so all these things were happening at once. I actually did choose to get sober at that time, and started kind of a path, a day at a time, listening to who I am and following what felt like my truth within me. Things started to get clear slowly but surely. Right after all that stuff kind of blew up, I went to Asia, and I traveled by myself, and it was really kind of like a soul journey. I know a lot of people take that soul journey, and, you know, this is mine. And I didn't know why I was even going to Asia, but I knew that things in my life were off, and I knew that I had to make some changes. And like I said, I just started listening to my heart and taking one step every day in the direction that my heart was telling me to go in, and things started to become really clear. Like things about who I am. Yeah. Yeah. What? I mean, yeah, it was hard too. Hard, but awesome. Yeah.
That's great. Well, I'm just curious, love is clearly something that everyone wants, and love comes in many forms.
Mm-hmm.
How did you realize that your journey and what you discovered could be utilized into an actual calling or business or service product to help others? Tell us about that journey.
It all was happening at this time where I was in Asia. That's when I went through a massive breakup at that time, and I was really heartbroken and also was really angry at my ex-boyfriend. And because I was in this like vortex of like being honest with myself, like I had given up the drinking, I was just so raw and so open to kind of receive guidance. It was the first time that I realized how much I played a part in the demise of my relationship, and how literally my relationship was reflecting back to me beliefs I had about myself. Like I had this huge awakening about it. And I remember it very clearly because I was like alone in this little bungalow in Bali, which was, in many ways really phenomenal. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, this is about me. Like, it never occurred to me that the problems that were transpiring between my partner and I were, like, had a lot to do with me, with how I felt about myself, with what I believed I deserved in relationships. I didn't really realize, like, to what extent I had played in creating this relationship and then to the problems in it. And the moment after I realized that, I swear, I'll always remember this, I felt like I need to tell people. I need to tell people this because I don't think they know. And from that point on, I became a student of relationships. And I kept, I participate in relationships. That relationship kind of unfolded in its own way. And I kept seeing how the part I was playing in relationships unfolding. And then every time I would learn something, I'd just start writing and writing. And then that's really how it developed into the business that became, which was primarily I help women or anyone understand their relationships. And we do that by understanding ourselves. And I think because it was just so enlightening to me, and I knew so many people that did not understand that, it just felt like I had to tell people what I was learning.
I love that story, and thank you for sharing that authentic side of yourself. It really means a lot to hear you talk about your personal kind of struggle and how you used it to, inspire other people. Love mm-hmm. to kind of go a little deeper into kind of the things that you share with others and what you would share with yourself if you were, looking to bring an advisor on how to attain that love that you want. Like, what are mm-hmm. some of the things that you share? I personally read, I went to your site, I read the book that you get mm-hmm. when you sign up. I found it very amazing, actually. It was very straight to the point, no-nonsense knowledge, and I really mm-hmm. feel sometimes we need to be reminded of things that we already know, but we sometimes don't do ourselves, and so I commend you for that. Tell us about some of the things that you, tell us about some of the things that you share with people to find that love that you want.
Okay. I think there's a few core things that are really important. The first being that people treat us the way we treat ourselves, the way we expect to be treated, and in line with the beliefs we have about relationships. So we are essentially, from a spiritual perspective, all my work is highly spiritual because, that's just the path I'm on. And from a spiritual perspective, we are creating our realities from the inside out. And relationships are no different. So this is why we actually end up in relationships that trigger us in a very similar way as our early wounding triggered us. Whatever mistakes or issues that came up with our parents, we'll typically find ourselves in a relationship where we feel some version of that wound come up. So mine in particular is, mine's more around like neglect and abandonment, like feeling, and those are harsh words, but really they're just, I'm just using them to describe like feeling unseen, feeling not like, not really attended to. So I carry almost this vibration, you know, we're familiar with that, but I carry this belief system that relationships include an experience of being neglected or abandoned. And then what happens? Well, I carry it in my belief system, so I continue to play it out with people. So it's not until I recognize this is my belief system. This is not how all relationships are. It's my belief system. That's the first step. And then the second step is being willing to go within and heal that wound myself, which I do that by being connected to my higher self that's like, sweetie, I'm here with you. I'm never going to leave you. I'm not going to neglect you. I will stay with you. Do I create like a different belief system that says, well, maybe actually relationships can be a place where someone's really present with me? And that's, you know, again, personally, that's kind of the transformation I went through where I was like constantly with unavailable men, you know, that classic archetype that we talk about, that women do. And it wasn't until I got really present with myself, I started treating myself the way I wanted a man to treat me. I started being very present with myself, with my full range of emotions, just started like essentially loving myself the way I wanted to be loved, that I shifted really that dynamic. And I wouldn't say it's like completely disappeared, but I shifted that dynamic and started calling it in a different type of man who was like, yeah, I'm here with you. He was mirroring back to me exactly what I had started doing for myself. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, does that process make sense? Does that sound clear?
Oh, this sounds so clear. I'm quiet because I'm just kind of visualizing some of the things that you're saying in my head, and it sounds very beautiful. I keep preach on, sister.
All right. So that's one of the big lessons is we attract relationships that are going to mirror who we are, and this includes our wounds. And it's our work to heal that wound. Most of us try to get another person to act differently so we don't feel the wound. And that's not going to happen. And I think this is the other really big lesson, and this is kind of the lesson I'm into right now. They're all related, but that relationships are a spiritual practice.
What do you mean by that? I'm gonna digest for a sec. Spiritual practice, like are there certain habits or things that you do when you say spiritual practice? Like elaborate on that, please.
Well, I think to me, any spiritual practice is a practice that will help align me to my higher self, my divine self. It is a practice that helps me expand into a fuller version of myself. The practice that helps me, like know myself as a spiritual being, and a relationship is an amazing platform for us to practice spirituality. But I guess what feels important about that is a relationship is not a place for you to arrive into and be happy forever. A relationship is a place that's going to mirror back to you all that is phenomenal about you and all that is like pure and love and amazing and all of your stuff too. Like your shadow, your worst of the worst is probably going to come forward in your relationship. And this is a good thing because it gives you an opportunity to look at yourself and make changes. Again, kind of bringing it back to like a personal level. So for me, if actually this happened recently too, where a man who felt incredibly present to me, I was intimately involved with him, really present, really the most available man I had ever been with. And but then I started to feel that unavailability thing, not in the way that he was with me in the present moment, but not wanting to go deeper into a relationship. Now, there's part of me, the ego part wants to be like, fight him on it and get him to change. But the spiritual part of me knows, oh, this is just a reflection of a belief, limited belief inside of me. And sure enough, when I started looking at myself, I was like, wow, well, I'm not really, really ready to be fully committed in a relationship. I'm not sure that I believe, you know, this is several months ago, but I'm not sure I believe I could be really happy in a committed relationship. Literally. So once I used the relationship as a mirror to myself, I could then look at these beliefs I was holding, this vibration I was holding, and I could decide, do I want to hold on to this or do I want to change it? Since then, I've kind of evolved further and realized, oh my gosh, yes, I am so ready. Like my spiritual self believes that I can expand even more in a relationship. So I've shifted these internal constructs by looking at the problems that arise in relationships.
So I'm curious because some of the advice that you're giving is very profound, and I'll tell you why. A lot of people talk about, you know, using your taking a totally different lifestyle to getting what you want, and you're kind of saying in so many words, you know, embrace your past, embrace what you've been through, and really, just use your true calling. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, well, I believe that every soul has a lesson, has like a lesson and a life path, and maybe not just one lesson, but in working with people and coaching people, I see it all the time. And our soul's lesson, this is what I believe, is the place where we have the greatest wounding. And I think people are just like, you know, it's common, it makes sense why we do it. Like people want to get rid of their wounds. But I think the wounding is where the greatest gift is often. And like, for example, I keep coming back to myself because it's just like an easy example to kind of explain what I'm talking about. But, you know, I feel that because relationships historically in my entire life had been hard, even starting very young, that's what fueled the desire within me to study them, to understand them, to believe in them, to change my experience with them. So we all have wounding, and the wounding fuels our growth. And so I think we need to honor what's really hard for me. And when we get like intimate with that, that's when we can change it. When we like really turn and face, like, what am I scared of? What am I afraid I can't do? What do I feel limited in my life? When we really sit with that and look at it, that's when we can finally transcend it and say, no, my spirit believes in something bigger than this. My spirit believes I can do it. So it's like almost it feels like a conversation between my wounded self, which is my ego, but also my human self, and my soul that is like, girl, you can do whatever you want. And I'm just like in constant conversation between these two parts of myself. I don't know if this is making sense. I hope it is.
No. This is great knowledge. This is very awesome. I'm kind of curious. Let's take a step outside of the you know, how to attain love and, you know, the things that you have done, the things you recommend. I'm curious, like, what are your habits that you do or you recommend to others? And when I mean habits, I'm talking about the spiritual mindful habits, meditation, visualizing, I don't know, vision boarding, whatever you do or recommend. Please walk us through those things that inspire you.
I mean, I do all of the above. What I can say is, I think there's two things that are important about this in my particular case. It doesn't matter so much what I'm doing. My goal is to be connected with my heart, my soul, my truth, my highest self, which I feel in my heart. Sometimes I feel it in my third chakra, or in my right between my eyes. Like, but it's my spirit, to be connected to that part of me. I practice that so much that I can kind of shift in. I mean, I can live. We can all live from that place. So how do I get there? I mean, I get there in a lot of different ways, and I think this is the other thing that's important to say, is like, I don't have a real rigid practice. Like, I'm kind of a feminine woman to the, like, extent, you know, where I'm not like a meditator every day and wake up and do, like, that's just not my style. I've way more flow and, like, you know, kind of wildness to the way that I just live my life. And so, yeah, sometimes I vision board, and sometimes I read my inspirational book, and sometimes I just lay in my bed and dream about, you know, what I want to create. Sometimes I journal. Sometimes I go in nature. I always try to eat well, you know, but sometimes I slip out off on that too. So I basically have this huge bag of tools. And I listen to inside, and it's like, what do I intuitively want to do right now that is going to connect me even further? And I just try to listen to that, and I go with it. But I have to, my number one priority all day, every day, like my number one priority in my life is to be connected to my heart, my truth, the highest version of who I am, and to try with every step to live my life from that place. I don't do that 100% of the time, but I try to do it a lot. And as a result, my life continues to unfold in a really spectacular way, you know?
How do you find that best version of yourself, or how do you do that? You're such a, you know, sage person, and the stuff you're doing is so fulfilling. I mean, we all want to learn from you, literally. Like, what do you do? Like, I kind of want to dive deeper.
Well, you know what? See, here's what's so, it's so interesting. Like, I get your question, and I'm going to answer it, but our minds want to figure it out. And I find that the heart is not a mind process. So it's actually much more simpler than we usually think. But literally, I mean, I could tell you that, like, actually, maybe Ash, you can do this with me right now. So just do this, humor me for a moment. So close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. And take some deep breaths. And feel the breath going down into your chest and back up, just casually, however it feels natural. And I want you to drop your awareness from your mind down, down, down to your heart. And continue to breathe to that spot. And see if you can feel through your heart, like maybe even just faintly. I don't know if there's any energy there that you feel, maybe a tingling. For me, when I drop there, I almost spontaneously feel at least a little bit of joy. I feel like I'm in my body now, more in my body, and that feels good. So it's about, so you can open your eyes. Did you feel anything?
Oh, yeah. I actually felt a connection with my heart. That was a great exercise. Thank you.
Okay, so that's what I do. That's all I do. I mean, like, that's it. I am aware of the consciousness in my heart. And instead of my mind guiding me, I am like, my heart is kind of beaming the flashlight away in front of me. And it's like, I am asking my heart, what do you want? What feels good? Move towards that. Where, you know, that's like what I'm in constant contact with is my heart. And I do, I mean, so the easiest way to do it is what we just did. I mean, just I literally just kind of move your consciousness down to your heart. Some things evoke that for us, you know, more than others, like maybe being in nature evokes that heart feeling for you, or reading an inspiring book, you know, all these different tools evoke that, at least for me. But the whole point is to be in my heart, be present to what my heart is saying, doing, wanting. And that's kind of it. Like, it's not that complex.
I really love that, and I'm still a little high from that exercise. That was really good.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it.
Well, Shelly, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you so much for doing what you're doing. And I can't wait to share this with people, and we'll definitely send a link out to your site and all the great stuff you're doing. Keep up the great work.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate you getting in contact with me, and I hope that this was useful. I hope this feels useful to people, and that it inspires them to just follow their own path as well. Because that's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
We really are. We're here to like follow the truth of who we are. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.